This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Brad Titchener from Partners Federal Credit Union and Adam Pickett from Accelergy Consulting talking about how Partners Federal Credit Union enhanced its member experience using Accelergy's consulting services, resulting in a nearly 20% loan growth in 2021. This is during the pandemic. Oh my gosh. So fantastic stuff here from both Brad and Adam. You got to check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, why do we have a program for you? We have Mr. Brad Titchener from Partners Federal Credit Union, right up the road from me, Brad. You're right up the road from me up in Orange County. I'm down in San Diego. So good to have you on.
Yes. Well, the Orange County I'm in is actually Orlando.
Oh, you're on the other side. Okay, I gotcha.
Still OC, just a different one.
Gotcha. Well, glad to have you on anyway. And then right next to me is Mr. Adam Pickett from Accelergy Consulting. Adam, how are you?
I am great, man. I'm also in the Orange County, Florida. So we're both in the Orange County.
A little cross-country call here. So we're covering the country big time. So, all right, guys. Well, let's talk about what's at hand here, how Partners Federal Credit Union has enhanced its member experience using Accelergy Consulting, resulting in a nearly 20% loan growth in 2021. Oh, my gosh. We got to dive into this for sure. But before we get to that, Adam, I want to get started with you. Give us a quick elevator speech on Accelergy and how you guys help out credit unions. And then we'll get into the weeds here with Brad.
Yeah, really briefly is we help put a sales infrastructure in place, and it's customized to every organization we work with. So we really start out with what is the sales process that needs to be developed that's unique to the individual credit union. Then we start to build out some of the elements around that, from aligning things to the CRM tool, to implementing pipeline meetings, to even working one-on-one with leaders as well as individual producers. And there's a couple of things we feel makes us unique, but I think the one that really differentiates us from a lot of others is we get to know every single person in the line of business. So every single one of Brad's MSRs, our team actually knows and can tell you some strengths and weaknesses about each. So that's kind of what separates us a little bit probably from some others that may be out in the marketplace.
All righty. Well, let's talk success here. Brad, so obviously Partners is Disney's credit union for cast members in Florida and California. As you pointed out, you're in Florida, and also obviously Disney's out here in California too. So what was going on at your credit union that prompted you to look for kind of a solution like what Accelergy was offering? What challenges were you guys experiencing prior to Accelergy?
Yeah, no. Great question. Yeah, so we've obviously been operating for over 60 years as a credit union bi-coastally, with our markets being primarily the Orlando area, the Anaheim, California area, as well as Burbank just north of that. And so each of those markets are very unique and very distinct. And although we are obviously all under the same charter and umbrella, they have over the years operated a little bit differently, almost as kind of mini markets, if you will. Mm-hmm. That is true not only in opportunity, but even in the way that we approach our business. And so we saw the opportunity now to kind of take a step back and say, okay, well, what are we doing well? What are we not doing? And what could we really be doing consistently?
Right.
I think that's really where Accelergy kind of came in. We certainly had, you know, a measure of success, but we did see the opportunity to kind of bring everybody together to say, okay, let's take what's working here and working there, bring it all together, and then also identify things that we weren't doing that we really should have been.
Yeah. And so why did you guys decide to go with Accelergy here? What set them apart from everybody else here?
Well, honestly, it's some of the things that Adam touched on. What we appreciated about their approach to the business was very personal and very unique. They had a very well-written business plan and a plan of action, but they weren't so focused on it that as we began to, you know, go down this path, we identified some opportunities, and so they were able to pivot and change gears. For example, we don't necessarily have a formal CRM system, but that being said, we do have some powerful tools that we weren't capitalizing on. So rather than kind of plowing forward with the business plan originally presented, we took a step back, figured out how systemically we could incorporate that into the Accelergy process, which took some time on our part and Bill and Adam's part, but it definitely was a game changer and has now impacted the way we report, the way we call those numbers out, the way we handle pipelines. So I think, you know, again, just long answers to your question, I think the biggest advantage that we had and the reason we went with Excelergy is their ability to kind of really look at the organization on a very almost personal level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and we all want that personal service today for sure. Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
No, I want to jump in really quick. And sure. The other thing that we try to do is, listen, Partners was already doing so many great things. We don't want to come in and break what's working, but we really started with the team on the front line and work with them to say, what's going well? What isn't going well? How can we make those changes? So, you know, coming in and having those conversations with the member service reps, with their leaders, mm-hmm. gave a baseline that, you know, with those three regions, they hadn't had before, kind of cohesively thinking about those things together.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think you kind of touched on my next question too, Adams, because I was going to ask you guys, how did you two work together from your perspective to really kind of get down this road of success, if you will. So how did you guys work together here?
Absolutely. So, you know, first thing after we really went out and did those discovery sessions is we started to put together, what is that consistent playbook? What's the consistent blueprint for how we start to manage anytime someone comes in the branch, anytime an opportunity kind of comes up, how do we make that framework and that system repeatable? Because as we did those discovery sessions, we'd have one person in Anaheim that may be capturing notes, right, on a notebook. And we might have someone in Orlando that's putting information into a calendar invite, whereas someone else might be leveraging Synapsys. So how do we take all of that and kind of put it into one really cohesive system? The other thing that we really focused on with the partners team is early stage pipeline. And what I mean by that is, after an opportunity goes into an application, it's visible, right? It's in the system. But if I walk into a branch and say, you know what, I'm interested in buying a house, and then I leave, if that doesn't get captured somewhere, if that doesn't get talked about, it's gone. Yeah. So we really put an emphasis on the team with that. And then building around that comes into some of the pipeline meetings, some of the infrastructure. So now leaders had an opportunity on a weekly basis to say, hey, Brad, what's your pipeline look like, right? Oh, I've seen this, it's been stuck in there. What's your challenge with that? So it started to allow conversations on a very granular level about not just in the application stuff, but all that early stuff that's in the pipeline that's where you can get your growth from is following up and tracking those.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, good stuff for sure. And Brad, can you share with me, from the credit union's perspective, the implementation process here, or how you guys got going and how the process works here, just real briefly?
Well, yeah, and I'll share this to Excelergy's credit. You know, their implementation and their whole process actually even occurred during the change of some senior leadership within the organization. Oh. So their start and their beginning was actually prior to my taking over the role that I'm in right now. But from what I understand from the prior leader, their boots on the ground, their kind of fact finding was really the important and critical part of their beginning, right? So sitting down with the leadership, say, look, what are you looking for? What do you think your issues or obstacles or opportunities are? Kind of taking that away and then going out into the field and just literally sitting down with the leaders, with the producers to say, hey, you know, tell me about what your day-to-day looks like, even shadowing and spending time with the member service reps to kind of watch what they're doing. Then after that, gathering that back, coming back and kind of doing the debrief with the leaders, say, look, this is what we have found. This is what we think the opportunity is. This is the direction that we think you should go. Okay. And then as we continue down that path, that business plan, that action plan would model and would change as we work down
the road. That's good.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a dynamic type thing. Cause I mean, we all know things fluctuate and things are so fluid in today's environment. So you have to be able to have some flexibility, right, Adam?
Well, absolutely. And the other piece of this too, Brad, that I forgot about as we're still going to talk about this is with flexibility. We did all this starting out in a pandemic. So when we started, Disneyland wasn't even open.
Yeah. Oh right? My gosh.
So how do you manage teams now that were half remote? I mean, they were in a pod system. They were half remote at the time. So building that into this whole process was very unique for us. So yeah, you have to be able to adapt and be agile and know that you can't be too structured because things change. Things mm-hmm. evolve.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's right. The big lesson we've learned the last couple of years. Things change.
And again, you know, if you're looking at, you know, just the impact that Accelerage has had, you know, you mentioned at the top of our discussion, Michael, the 20% growth and increase. That was all during a period of time when 50% of our actual branches were closed.
Gosh, that's amazing.
So that says a lot about.
Yeah, amazing. Well, nice. Thanks for setting me up on that one, because I want to talk to you about the results here, because you guys had that nearly 20% increase in loan growth. So tell me a little bit about that results, or anything else you want to share as well as kind of the results driven.
You know, in addition to the raw numbers, which are clearly there, I think the biggest lift that we've also seen is just the quality of the work coming out of our pipeline meetings, just as an example. You know, it's more than just simply a clinical week to week. What did you do this week? What did you do last week? What those calls have now evolved into is, with clear data coming out of this CRM that we've built with their help, with detailed notes, what the calls have really now turned into are coaching sessions to identify, wow. Hey, you know, you called on that member three weeks ago. Yeah. They still haven't apped up, or they have and they've not come back for the car loan. Have you thought about doing X, Y, and Z? That's where the calls are at now. So that is, to me, I think one of the biggest lifts is not just the organization and consistency across mm-hmm. all three markets, but now we're moving into a whole different level of coaching and sales management.
That's cool. Let's go. Adam, you wanted to add something?
And Brad, to hook on your coaching piece, so one, it's on the individual pipeline, but it's also the sharing of best practice where, hey, you know what? I've encountered this challenge before. Here's how you can take it. So it's other MSRs are having conversations and sharing those best practices amongst themselves too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other piece that Accelerage helped us with to ensure that this is a sustainable, almost a legacy program, because, you know, sales programs kind of come and go and it's kind of flavor of the month. But what they also helped us do from a leadership perspective is we've built out kind of a worksheet roadmap so that leaders can actually use this document to coach, manage throughout the year to say, look, these are the things that we should be doing or you should be doing in your role. How are you doing mid-year, year-end? So it's really actually become part of their performance plan.
Wow, very cool. So it's integrated like that. Oh my gosh, this is really, really cool. And it's amazing the numbers that you were able to achieve in the environment that we were in at the time as well. So it really just shows how effective this can be. So Adam, so what's next? And I'll probably pose this to you as well, Brad, but what's next for you guys? What's next for these two organizations working together and keeping this momentum going? My gosh, this is wonderful. Adam?
Well, I think Brad kind of touched upon it, is the sustainability piece.
Okay.
You know, and listen, if we do our job, we work ourselves out of a job at Accelergy, because we can't just come in and do something and then, okay, it falls flat a few months later. So we put those pieces in place that's changed the culture overall. We put
okay.
infrastructure into the culture. And as Brad said, we put those pieces and we've worked with their learning and development and training team. So we worked alongside them to make sure that this is something that's sustainable. So you know, for us, I think the next thing with Brad is we're looking at, okay, where else can we help the organization and where else can we go? Because we've had this, we built this foundation. Let's turn to somewhere else within the team that we can help.
Yeah. The word nurture comes to mind. So just kind of popped in my head as you're talking, Adam. Brad, what's your perspective? What's next?
No, good call. Yeah, in the same way that we've anywhere our members have access to our staff, we see an opportunity, and the results have been seen on the branch side, right? So we've seen great results from there. We see an opportunity now to perhaps kind of venture off into our home mortgage area.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
Where, there's contact, there are leads that are being generated. Are we really managing those to the best and the most highest and effective way? Probably not. Even from a process improvement perspective, after the application is taken, what does contact with the member look and feel like? Is the handoff from a mortgage advisor to the processor clean? In the member's mind, who are they working with and why are they working with that individual? So we see a lot of opportunity that Accelergy, we think, could partner with us there too.
Yeah, no doubt. As you're talking, Brad, I'm thinking about who you guys work for, the members that you serve, service is of utmost importance. You know, credit unions in general, member service is, you know, above and beyond. But man, when you're talking Disney, you got to take it to a whole nother level. So you really got to be bring your A game every day. And so this seems like it really allows you guys to do that, right?
Yeah, great point. You're absolutely right. That's our goal.
Right on, guys. Hey, I'm going to let you guys get back to work, but I just feel like we're just scratching the surface here. So it seems like there's so much more to come with this relationship between your two organizations. But having said that, anything else to wrap up? Adam, I'll let you go. Any final words of wisdom here from your perspective?
No, I think you nailed it, though, is Disney has such a high expectations on with guest service.
Yeah.
I spent 7 years in marketing at Disney, so I have that in my blood. And, you know, just it takes it to a whole nother level, the service you get with members or with partners. I bought my first house through partners. So that member experience is just so important.
Right on, right on. And Brad, I'll let you have the final word.
Yeah, no, same thing. And what I'm most excited about, again, is, you know, we've taken what we were doing before, which was good, now making it even better from a consistency perspective, from identifying needs and opportunities perspective. We're real excited about the path that we're on, and we only see it getting better.
Good stuff. All right, gentlemen, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for this information. I knew it'd be a home run. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.